Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of the people keeping this nation great for many, many years has been Ralph Peters, a career Army officer, intelligence officer, lieutenant colonel, a prize-winning, best-selling novelist, and the author of 29 books. 29, yeah, count them. Including works on strategy and military affairs, as well as best-selling, prize-winning novels, historical novels in particular, a very distinguished series about the Civil War. Ralph is someone who got Vladimir Putin right very early, never underestimated him, and now writes about the dangers of Putin's apologists in the West. Ralph, thanks very much for joining us. And when you talk about Putin's apologists, that's not just the people on RT, on Russia Today television, who were actually paid to deliver propaganda. What's the source of the apologist impulse when it comes to Vladimir Putin?
Well, it depends on who you're talking about. If you're talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greens, it's sheer ignorance, stupidity, lack of an education that means anything, a lack of interest and curiosity about the world, lack of moral center, lack of balance, lack of simple human decency. Now, on the other hand, if you're talking about the European and world elites, in their case, it's the old impulse that goes back to Hitler and Munich. I mean, there's always a group of overeducated, under testosterone people who will always want to appease instead of fight, and that's how you got World War II. And God bless us all, God help us all, and God, you know, this time around the West has held together amazingly well. And you know, not everybody in your audience will like me saying this, but I believe in credit where credit's due. President Biden screwed up Afghanistan horribly, but he has done a remarkable job of keeping NATO and the greater coalition against Putin together, keeping it on balance, leading it step by step. And so, on one hand, I'm appalled at this small minority of apologists who make excuses for Putin, but on the other hand, we cannot help but be encouraged by the West coming to its senses, by not just the West, but Japan, South Korea, many, so many others who finally saw the danger of Putin and were willing to act in unity, in comedy, and with courage against a would-be dictator in the 21st century who belonged, if anywhere, in the early 20th.
Isn't part of the reason, and I know you've written about this, that the victory for the war in Ukraine is so crucial, is to avoid being drawn into a perhaps even more devastating war with China?
Well, that's certainly true. Because if Putin, and there's so many factors here, Michael, and you know that very well, but if you do not stop Putin in this relatively small war, it's the biggest war in Europe since 1945, but still, compared to a world war, it's relatively small, the fighting in Ukraine. And we're getting off cheaply because we're giving them stuff, but the Ukrainians are given blood. And the Ukrainians today are fighting for every one of us who lives in a free country, in a democracy, in a decent society. They are given blood for us all. And boy, I'll tell you, when people start telling me that, oh, well, it's the West's fault because, oh, we let the Poles and the Balts and the Lithuanians, we let them all join NATO, and Russia was so offended and so threatened. Well, wait. If Russia was threatened, why didn't we all invade Russia in the 1990s when Russia was totally flat on its back? The truth, Michael, is nobody wants Russia with all the problems it presents to anyone else. And the other thing about the idea that we can't hurt Russia's feelings. Oh, wait. Should we really sacrifice the freedom and the futures of Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Poland, Romania, Moldova, the entire South Caucasus, and the rest of Eastern Europe? Should we sacrifice them all so we don't hurt Putin's feelings, so we don't offend the Russians? Michael, as you know very well, and your audience knows, the reason these people fear and hate the Russians is because there are centuries the Russians oppressed them, tortured them, sent them to concentration camps, murdered them en masse, occupied them, kept them down, slaughtered their intelligentsia. So I'll tell you, Michael, I am not willing to trade the hundreds of millions of people in Central and Eastern Europe, in the South Caucasus and elsewhere, to keep Vladimir Putin from, you know, having his feelings hurt.
What's the crucial element now to winning the war? And we just celebrated the one-year anniversary of war in Ukraine. Do you believe that next year at this time the outcome will be more clear?
It's impossible to say. War. Those who try to predict the course of a war tend to be very, very embarrassed, unless it's really one-sided. And even this one looked one-sided. You remember everybody thought 4 to 7 days the Russians would be in Kiev, it'll all be over. Well, it didn't work out quite like that. So anyway, as far as the future goes, what's the most important quality for us at the present? Tenacity. The Ukrainians are certainly showing it. They're fighting. They're not going to quit. They will fight to the end. And if we cannot, in our comfort and safety, show moral and political tenacity by supporting these incredibly brave people fighting our fight against totalitarianism, if we can't even stick together, then they don't deserve to lose, but we sure do. I mean, I'm just appalled, Michael, and this is a bigger question. So many of us have forgotten how privileged we are to live in this incredible country where we're safe, our families are safe, our property safe, overwhelmingly, despite scare tactics in the headlines. We live in such bounty and such beauty, such wealth, such privilege, and we don't want to spend penny ante cash helping Ukrainians fight for freedom against Russians who have invaded Ukraine without provocation and have been slaughtering, kidnapping, raping, burning, pillaging, terrorizing innocent civilians. I'm not talking about the Ukrainian military. This is what the Russians are doing to civilians. Mass rapes. Hey, come on, folks. You want mass rapes in your neighborhood? How's that sound? Again, they're rarely in human history, certainly in my lifetime, there's rarely been such a case of black and white, of good and bad, of good and evil. And Vladimir Putin, to use a word Ronald Reagan would have been glad to use, Vladimir Putin himself is evil. The Russians are dangerous and misguided. And we need to support NATO, support the West. And again, Michael, the Republicans are saying, well, we're not giving the Ukrainians a blank check. This is peanuts. Not one American soldier has died in this. Ukrainians are fighting for us. Get that through your heads, folks. They're fighting for freedom and decency and democracy and for civilization. The least we can do is send them a couple overage F-16s.
Let's hope even better than that. So beautifully stated, Ralph. You also have been very famous for not underestimating Putin. When we come back, why you give him credit in one of the pieces you've written for Hoover Institution for being a master poker player. So how do you deal with a guy like Putin who is very good at bluffing? And is the threat of the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is that simply a bluff? And what about the general question of the defense budget? You gave some praise to Joe Biden. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that says that right now the increase in the defense budget authorized by Biden wouldn't even cover the costs of inflation. It's actually a reduction in defense spending. Those issues and more coming up on the MedVed Show with Ralph Peters.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, two of the columns that we've posted by Ralph Peters, our very distinguished guest, best-selling novelist, former Army intelligence officer, retired. One column is entitled Nukes, Poker, and Putin. It describes Putin as the greatest poker player of our time. And then there's a question which relates to this game of poker, and some of it is nuclear poker. There's a question, could the Russian military make a comeback? What is it that makes Putin such a formidable and evil poker player? And what about that idea of a Russian comeback and ultimate, God forbid, triumph in Ukraine?
Well, I'll deal with the second one first, if I may, Michael. The danger is us giving up on the Ukrainians, or support waning in the West. You know, the Russians right now, their military has been exposed as incompetent, inept, cruel to its own people, still throwing mass attacks of untrained soldiers. Unbelievably bad. Their technology doesn't work. The tanks have been disaster, death traps for their crews. But in the end, you know, be careful. Never underestimate an enemy. And you look at how the Russians came back in World War II. When the Germans reached the outside, not only the gates of Moscow, they reached the Caucasus and almost the shores of the Caspian Sea. So I don't think the Russians are going to make a comeback. I think the West will stand firm. I think the Ukrainians will win in time. How much time, I cannot say. But never underestimate your opponent. Now, you know, as for the rest, look, better words too. Vladimir Putin, this nasty, this reptilian creature, Putin, was always underestimated in the West for very simple reasons. The Europeans underestimated him because he didn't go to the right schools. Same for us, you know, American elite. Putin was just a KGB officer. Well, you know, and so he didn't mean anything. I try to point out to people in Washington, Michael, that, yeah, Putin was just a KGB lieutenant colonel. Well, you know what? Hitler was a lance corporal, essentially a Marine Corps private equivalent. Napoleon was a junior artillery officer. Lenin was a syphilitic nobody in Zurich before he got his great opportunity in 1917. Joseph Stalin was a failed seminarian. You can go on and on and on. Even on the positive side, the Prophet Muhammad was a merchant who basically was redeemed by the wealth of his wife. Jesus was a carpenter. Now, my point in all this is, for good and bad, or in between, it's the outsiders who change history. Insiders don't change history. You can go to Harvard and have a degree from Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and Stanford, and be studying for another one of the Sorbonne, and you're not going to change history. You may think you're reforming things, and maybe you are reforming things, but your efforts are, you're so conditioned that you will try to improve the current system. It's a desperate, often mad or semi-mad outsiders who changed the world. And the Europeans and the American elite, such as it is, forgot that. And Putin comes along. He's a roughneck, street kid, judo champ of sorts. And he's a tough guy. And these people who have never had a broken nose in their lives, you know, they have no idea how to deal with a guy like Putin. But he's got bad table manners. He didn't go to the right schools. He's crude. So they write him off. And he has changed the world, not for the better, and hopefully will fix some of the damage he's done. But he was a poker player. He was always a bluffer. When Putin took over Russia over two decades ago, at the Jahrhundert, the turn of the century, Russia was broke, flat on its back. And, you know, his policies and some luck in oil prices allowed him not to rebuild Russia into a superpower, but into the illusion of a great power. Now we know how hollow their army was. We know how inept it is, and their economy is coming apart, contrary to nonsense you read about it not being injured by sanctions. They're in a death spiral in Russia right now. But Putin, he bluffed all the way. He bluffed at every single point. And I have to say, you know, I'll brag on this one thing. I got this guy right, and I told people again and again, this guy is no reverse gear. He's a great bluffer. And Putin, time after time, in his foreign interventions, in his global bluffs, even internal actions, he's the kind of guy that, you know, can beat a royal flush with a pair of twos, simply because he's that good a bluffer. Well, but what happens with gamblers, as I think many of us know, if gamblers win and win and win, again, eventually they think they can't lose. And that's what happened to Putin. That's when they get dangerous. Putin had won so many pots of gold, you know, with two fives against an inside straight, and Putin thought he could not lose, and that's when you lose. And his biggest gamble of all was going to Ukraine. And why not? In 2014, he took Crimea. Nothing happened. Really fake sanctions. He grabbed much of the Donbass. Nothing happened. Why wouldn't he have gone in to grab the rest of Ukraine? We set the conditions for him to do that, we being the West, by not responding earlier. And Putin, you could have stopped him so much earlier, but the Western elites underestimated him. They didn't understand him. And as far as the American elites go, they still have this, or at least until last February, still had this illusion, February 22, had this illusion that somehow Russia was redeemable. American intellectuals tend to think of Russia as, oh, that's the land of Tchaikovsky and Chekhov and Tolstoy. Well, no, it's not. Stalin exterminated that DNA. That DNA that was left got out of Russia.
And
Russia is a crude, vicious backwater ruled by a monster.
Those are beautifully chosen words. Last question, because we are running out of time. You talked about history being changed by outsiders. Are there American outsiders who could change history for the better who get your attention right now?
No, but I may not know them. The outsiders we're dealing with now, and obviously I'm speaking of ex-President Trump, these are people who have damaged America. They have damaged our country. And I know many of your listeners will object to me saying that. Well, you know, I'm sorry, folks. I have always spoken the truth and always will. My oath as an Army officer was not to any figure, any individual, any president, any potentate. It was to the Constitution of the United States. And what I would say to everyone, whether you're right, left, center, far right, far left, cherish the Constitution, not individuals. Give your allegiance to the Constitution that keeps us free and safe, to the rule of law that does, for all the frailties of the system, apply to all of us. Be grateful for what we have. We have glorious good luck to live in this country. It's up to all of us, as citizens and voters, to treasure it, to value it, to work it, make it better. And you know, just because my neighbor votes for a different political party doesn't make him my enemy. This country needs us all. We can have great arguments and great political catfights, but at the end of the day, let's remember, we are all Americans and blessed to be so.
And God continue to bless America and your great and good work. His books and columns are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with Trump's latest musical contribution.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is hosting the President of the European Commission at the White House.
We still have the brave people in Ukraine providing security assistance and implementing historic sanctions that cut off Putin's ability to fund and to fight his war in Ukraine and make him a harder one.
The two held a bilateral meeting in the Oval Office. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the two will also discuss investments in new clean energy technology. Daylight saving time returns this weekend. Clocks will need to spring forward in most of the U.S. at 2 a.m. Sunday. Daylight saving time is not observed in Hawaii and Arizona, except on the Navajo Nation. The EPA is beginning to test the soil and on farms in and around East Palestine, Ohio. The process begins nearly 6 weeks after the toxic train derailment happened. Dave Collins, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger has actually taken control with a pretty remarkable video posted to social media. We will get to that in a moment. But first, it is time for one of our periodic Medved music reviews.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
And this is actually for the release of a new song. It's a mixtape, actually. It's called Justice for All. And it features one very well-known performer working together with a choir. And the choir is called the J6PC, which is the January 6th Prisoner Choir. It's made up of people who are serving time in prison now for the riots of January 6th. And they sing our national anthem, which is spliced together in this mixtape with President Trump himself reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. This is not a joke. It's not a satire. It's very real. I had to assure Jeremy of that. It actually was released by the Trump team, and they are trying to raise money for the families of the, quote, political prisoners who were rioting on January 6th. Many of them pleaded guilty. Many of them were convicted. But it's to call attention to the challenges of equal justice. And it sounds like this.
Proudly we hailed as the twilight gladly gleamed. pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
Okay, and the rest of the lyrics I think you know. And it continues this way.
One nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this is remarkable, and actually what would be interesting, since this is basically it doesn't come together with a video, it's just the singing and then President Trump reciting the pledge, you should use it to accompany some of the footage of what actually happened on January 6th. And the way the police officers were injured. This indication is that President Trump wants very much that the treatment of what happened on January 6th should be an issue, that we shouldn't move beyond it. It should continue to be an issue. Were these people really innocent and patriotic and positive? The idea that he's pledging to pardon most of them when he becomes president again, I'm not sure that's an issue that's going to work for Republicans or for President Trump. Speaking of Republicans, a very different Republican, Arnold Schwarzenegger, posted a video to social media decrying racism and anti-Semitism and warned of a path of hate. It's actually moving to look at, and it's beautifully done. This is former Governor Schwarzenegger.
I want to talk to you today about the rising hate and anti-Semitism we've seen all over the world. You know, a few months ago, I toured Auschwitz, the Nazi concentration camp, where 1.1 million men, women, and children lost their lives. Almost all of them were ruthlessly murdered simply because they were Jewish. When you walk through a place like Auschwitz, you feel a tremendous weight. There are reminders everywhere of the horrors that happened there. The weight on your back hits you at the very beginning heavier than any squat I've ever done.
Okay, he continues, and he is obviously emotional about this, and the footage of Auschwitz is emotional, along with his delivery. Listen.
I've seen enough people throw away their futures for hateful beliefs. So I want to speak to you before you find your regrets on the end of that path. I've talked a lot about my father and the broken man that I was surrounded by when I grew up in Austria after the Second World War. You know, they drank to numb their pain. Their bodies were riddled with injuries and shrapnels from the eve of war. And their hearts and their minds were equally riddled with guilt. But besides the guilt and the injuries, they felt like losers, not only because they lost the war, but also because they fell for a horrible loser ideology. They were lied to and misled into a path that ended in misery.
And he continues, and he urges people not to end up losers like his Nazi father. It's a contribution. And the idea that the people who attacked police officers, injuring seriously 150 of them, and Michael Fanone, who's one of the police officers who was crippled, frankly, he was permanently injured during trying to defend the Capitol building. Why do you think all those members of Congress and the members of the Senate, yes, including Josh Hawley, were running away, were frightened? Is it because the people who were coming up there on January 6th were basically patriotic Americans who just wanted to have a tour of the Capitol building? Why were they chanting, "Hang Mike Pence"? And the idea that hatred produces losers. So speaking of losers, this information from The Hill. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is working with House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, Republican Kentucky, to schedule a trip for members of Congress to visit the D.C. jail where some January 6 defendants are being held. Greene, who has previously toured the jail where those charged with crimes relating January 6th attack are held, is leading the effort. Talk about misplaced sympathies. We will get to some misplaced sympathies in terms of movies, the Oscars coming up, and is Scream 6 really worth suffering through it? We'll get to that and more on The MedVet Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And wishing you a very wonderful weekend, a spring forward weekend. Remember that on Sunday. And remember, if you're interested in movies at all, about the Oscars, which are coming up on Sunday, and a theme to look at some of Hollywood's very best. Now, is that what they have on available today in theaters opening up across the country? This fanfare from Hollywood. Okay, I do think it's ironic that the big movie released today all around the world is Scream 6, which is not an Oscar contender. But then again, it's not supposed to be. It's a slasher movie, and it features Courtney Cox. She comes back to the series. It also features the very popular spin-off star from The Addams Family, Wednesday. She is Jenna Ortega is in the film, and Dermot Mulroney plays a sympathetic police officer who's trying to help them. In any event, what's happened here is people from the previous Scream movie have escaped from California. They've gone to New York to get away from the mask face killer who has embittered their lives. And yet, that killer reappears in New York even though they're supposed to be safe in college and pursuing other concerns. Listen.
It's for you.
Strange that you and I have never spoken on the phone. This is long overdue.
What is this place? A shrine.
Did you miss me?
He's gonna keep coming after us. Maybe he gets to win this time. We've gotta lure him in and we execute him.
I hear you're a horror fan. It's been said.
This is for horror fans primarily, but the fact is, it is clever. And for what it is, which is a slasher movie, it actually is skillfully put together, and surprisingly so. The one point about a movie like this is obviously it's predictable. You know that as soon as somebody wanders down a dark alley, the mask face killer will appear. I'm not giving anything away, no spoilers. But the film actually does provide a few surprises that kind of fit together at the end. And the performances are good, and the action films, I mean, if you like seeing people stabbed and disemboweled and things of that nature, of course it's rated R, and it's very bloody and gory for the violence. 2.5 stars for Scream 6. Another very different movie is called Champions, and this is actually an adaptation of a successful Spanish film, which is based upon a story of a basketball coach who's arrogant, has a tough time getting along with people, and he drinks too much. He's played naturally by Woody Harrelson, and it's a very good performance and very convincing. And he is sentenced for drunk driving to community service, which means helping a bunch of special needs kids become champions. Listen.
If you can get this team to the Special Olympics finals, you might be ready to be back in the NBA.
It's impossible to coach these guys.
You don't have to turn them into the Lakers. They just need to feel like a team.
We're going
to
need some help.
Where do you got this guy?
He just showed up one day.
You've got to learn to build relationships.
I'm new to all this.
Yeah, can tell.
The people making the film, it's made by one of the Farrelly brothers, and he's a skillful director. The squad of ill-assorted special needs kids, some of whom have Down syndrome and other challenges, are very sympathetically and realistically portrayed. There's also a surprising love interest here by an actress named Kristen Olsen, and she does great, and there is chemistry between her and Woody Harrelson that is surprising. This film is actually funny, it is touching, and it is even successfully romantic. And it's rated PG-13 because there are some sex scenes and sex references and some tough language. But it should be suitable for a broad audience of people above the age of teen years. 3 stars for Champions. It may not be an Oscar contender, but it's a good movie. Operation Fortune is the latest from Guy Ritchie, who is the stylish British filmmaker who does action scenes, particularly when they involve Jason Statham, that are very convincing and very impressive. Here they have a Bond-like adventure where a group of special agents, elite special agents, is included, recruited, including Aubrey Plaza, and with a group in featuring Jason Statham, and he plays a character named Orson Fortune, hence the name Operation Fortune for the film. And Cary Elwes, who people remember from The Princess Bride, plays the leader of this squadron. They're looking for a secret something, and they don't even know what it was, that threatens the collapse of the world economy. Listen.
I have another job for you. So what we got?
Greg Simmons.
It's a billionaire arms dealer.
Ooh, a lot of very serious faces up here, aren't there?
You can't catch this fish with conventional lures.
I'm sorry?
The lure being?
Tony Francesco.
The movie star.
Greg Simmons' favourite movie star.
And how do we get him?
Blackmail.
Very good. Carry on. Cover's blown.
What do I do?
The movie star's going to melt.
Okay, the movie star is played by Josh Hartnett, who plays him very endearingly as an idiot. And the best performance in the film is by Hugh Grant, who plays this corrupt billionaire. And he's just riveting to watch, and it's a different Hugh Grant in both appearance and in language and in delivery than you've ever heard before. Great movie? No. A little bit too much like going from one exotic location to another. Maybe in debt to the world of James Bond. Well, there's that. It's rated R. The action scenes are impactful and very well choreographed, and a few chase scenes as well. It's Operation Fortune, 2.5 stars. It's playing in theaters. And speaking of theaters, a story that I think we'll probably get to on Monday. This is from sentencing in Florida. For a Florida man whose name is Tristan Chandler Stevens, Capitol rioter rattles off conspiracy theories about China, Fauci at sentencing hearing. Tristan Chandler Stevens of Florida was convicted back in September on 9 counts, including 5 felonies. He was convicted of assaulting multiple officers on January 6th and was ordered to serve 5 years in federal prison. Today, 5 years, but not before presenting a judge with a lengthy list of conspiracy theories he said explained his mindset on January 6, 2021. Tristan Chandler Stevens, who's 27, can you imagine only being in jail between 27 and 32? He's of Pensacola, appeared Friday afternoon for sentencing before U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden. Who appointed Trevor McFadden to the bench? He was appointed to the federal bench in 2017 by then-President Donald J. Trump. He was found guilty of 5 felony counts in September, including 4 counts of assaulting, resisting, or impeding police. Also on Monday, we're going to be talking about a charge by the L.A. Times, a charge that says that white and affluent drivers are polluting the air that is breathed by L.A.'s people of color, as if the white and affluent drivers don't breathe the same air. Can't we all get along? And what issue is making voters deeply angry in this election cycle? The homelessness is a potent issue in local elections nationwide this year, often coupled with fear and anger about crime. Why does it matter? Axios says the pressure is driving candidates and elected officials, even prominent Democrats, to embrace a hard-line approach like involuntary commitment and arrests to clear illegal encampments. There's also the entangled problems of homelessness and crime that helped oust Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. And we will be talking about the very latest in the shifting odds on the budget debate and on the presidential race for the Republican nomination. Looking for fresh leadership in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.